This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. You know, we live in a society based on some shared mental constructs of civility, law, even basic politeness, and so on. Just, for example, law is a human construct. Law is something where we all agree upon some basic rules of society, some of which are the same as the Ten Commandments, like that thou shalt not murder your neighbor or another person, that murdering people is wrong. And so this is codified into modern law, and we hopefully operate in a way that agrees with that basic premise. But what's astonishing is that leftists today, Democrats, have abandoned every social construct of civility, law, or even reason or rationality. And this is important to realize. This isn't just a complaint session here. There's a tactical or a strategic reason I'm mentioning this to you. The left no longer will abide by any law. They declare sanctuary cities. They are really, in effect, engaged in acts of sedition, an insurrection against the United States of America. California is engaged in insurrection against the United States. And that's just one example. There are many more. They leftists, even like the Obama administration, and look at what the deep state did there with James Comey and Robert Mueller and the whole gang, Andrew McCabe and so on. They engaged in lawless, tyrannical crimes of coup attempts against the duly elected president. Why? Because they don't believe in the rule of law. They don't believe in honoring the outcome of elections. They don't believe in civility. They don't believe, and they don't act upon any agreed construct in society. Leftists are lawless. If I could underline that here in the audio, I would, or make it bold. Leftists are lawless. They don't abide by any rules, no law, no nothing. They operate by coercion. They operate by force, by tyranny, by threatening. This is where their power really comes from. It's always coercion and force and tyranny. And the problem with conservatives and Republicans is that many of them still think that they are talking with Democrats that are still playing by the rules. A lot of Republicans and conservatives will say, well, we should sit down and negotiate with the Democrats. Surely they are reasonable people. No, they're not. You know, Republicans will say, well, surely we can find some common ground. No, you can't, because they aren't interested in negotiation. They don't have common ground with you if you have anything based on reason or law or civility. They are not interested in negotiations. They are not interested in appeasing anybody. They are not interested in being civil. They're not interested in being ethical or moral or following any law whatsoever. They are only interested in raw power, tyranny, threats, coercion, even violence, whatever it takes. That's what the left does. They carry out all of these threats and acts against their political enemies, and they refuse to abide by any rules or any laws whatsoever. Even look at the open border situation. They don't even want to defend America's borders. Why is this even a debate? Of course Trump should build a border wall. Of course America has the right to defend itself as a nation. Of course nations have the right to self-defense. But these concepts are now utterly abandoned by the radical lunatic left, which has become the mainstream left. I mean, Nancy Pelosi hates walls. Right? Senator Schumer hates walls. All of these radical leftists, they say walls don't work, but then they live behind walls themselves, of course. And when they go out public speaking, like Beto O'Rourke, he's protected by fences and barriers and armed guards and everything. Why? Because that stuff works. And they actually go on stage and say, none of that works. Well, why don't you get rid of all your armed security, have no barriers, no walls, just throw yourself into the crowd? They won't do that because that would be suicide, just like it's suicide to have an open border and let your nation be overrun and invaded by enemy combatants who pretend to be illegal aliens. You see, the left is lawless, and you cannot reason with them. You cannot find common ground with them, because their so-called common ground does not include anything that's good for humanity. Their agenda is the destruction of America. And at a higher level, their agenda is the destruction of humanity, by the way. I've talked about that in other podcasts. So you're not going to get them to agree on anything that will be good for humanity or good for America. America is their enemy. They are opposed to America. They are opposed to protecting this nation. They are opposed to human beings having the right to self-defense, because, of course, the left wants to commit mass genocide. They want to mass murder you. Don't you get it? Leftists are tyrants, and throughout history, they've always turned to genocide. Ethnic cleansing. This is how they operate. And the only reason they haven't carried out ethnic cleansing in the United States and mass murdered all white people, Christians, and Trump supporters is because guess who has the guns? Christians and Trump supporters have the guns, and a lot of other people as well. It's hard for the left to mass murder people when the people can fight back. So that's why they're going to push gun confiscation first. And now Nancy Pelosi says, well, she wants to declare a national emergency to just confiscate guns. She was using that to try to mock Trump. But it shows what they truly believe. They believe in taking away your guns, and then they believe in mass murdering you. And they believe in destroying America. This is their goal. And they do not believe in the rule of law. They do not believe in anything that would make sense to a normal, reasonable, rational person. And this is what you need to understand. You cannot negotiate with Democrats. You cannot coexist with Democrats. You can only defeat them. You can only, I say, exterminate their ideology. Not exterminate them as people. That's what they want to do to you. I'm just saying exterminate their ideology. Eliminate their control over you. Or you could say abort them out of power. You know how they want to abort all human babies now? They're pushing infanticide. They legalized it in New York. They like to murder human babies. Well, I say abort Democrats out of power, which means at the voting booth, you know, vote them out, abort them out of power with your vote. See, this is the difference. You know, conservatives don't commit violence against leftists, but leftists want to kill all conservatives, and they will if they have the chance, because they are lawless, because they do not abide by any rule, no morals, no ethics, nothing. I've been through this. So you need to understand that Democrats are not willing to coexist with you. They're not about tolerance. They're not about diversity. They don't accept everybody for who they are. They only accept other obedient Democrats, conformists, radicals. That's who, those are the only people who are accepted by Democrats. Everybody else is considered an enemy. And according to the Democrats, everybody else can be murdered under their justification, where they say, well, you're engaged in hate speech. You're intolerant. Therefore, they justify murdering you. Now, this is how they justify censoring you. And yes, they want to murder you next. Censorship is just step one. So understand this, because what I'm telling you here is real. And you see it. You see it yourself. You see the way these people act. What kind of insane, deranged lunatics would murder their own babies after those babies are born? Well, Democrats would. What kind of insane people would have an open border and let America be invaded and overrun by illegal criminals? Well, Democrats would, because they hate America. What kind of insane, deranged people would call for murdering the president every day and call for murdering Christians and commit race wars against people based on the color of their skin, i.e. white people? Well, that's Democrats. That's who they are. They are mass mentally ill. They are dangerous. They are destructive. And they are demonic. And that's why you got to vote them out of power. Never let them have power over you. For if they gain enough power, they will execute you. That is their goal. Make no mistake. Stay informed. Read my websites, naturalnews.com and newstarget.com. And you can hear more of my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com or watch my videos at brighteon.com. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.